All right. Itam. In this way. Gajendra. The king of the elephants. Saha. He. Yada. When. Apa. Obtained. Sangatam.
Such a dangerous position.
Pranasya. Of life. Dehi.
Who was embodied.
Vivashaha.
Circumstantially helpless.
Yadrichya.
By the will of providence.
Aparayan.
Being unable.
Atma vimokshane.
To save himself.
Chiram.
For a long time.
Dadyao.
Began to think seriously.
Imam.
This.
Budim.
Decision.
Ata.
Thereupon.
Abhyapadyata.
Reached.
As other
translation.
When the king of the elephants saw that he was under the clutches of the crocodile by the will of providence, and being embodied and circumstantially helpless, could not save himself from danger, he was extremely afraid of being killed. He consequently thought for a long time and finally reached the following decision. So you can repeat. When the king of the elephants,
saw that he was under
the clutches of the crocodile
by the will of providence
and being embodied
and circumstantially helpless,
could not save himself
from danger,
he was extremely afraid
of being killed.
He consequently thought
for a long time
and finally reached the following decision.
So purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami,
Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Everyone in the material world is engaged in a struggle for existence.
Everyone tries to save himself from danger.
But when one is unable to save himself, if he is pious, he then takes shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita in the 7th chapter, text 16.
Chaturvidha bhajantimam jana sukritano arjuna artogyasur artarte jnani cha bharatarshava.
Four kinds of pious men, namely, one who is in danger, one who is in need of money, one who is searching for knowledge, and one who is inquisitive, begin to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in order to be saved or to advance.
The king of the elephants, in his condition of danger, decided to seek shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord.
After considerable thought, he intelligently arrived at this correct decision.
Such a decision is not reached by a sinful man.
Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, it is said that those who are pious, sukhati, can decide that in a dangerous or awkward condition, one should seek shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna.
So, itam gajendra sa yadapva sangatam panashadehi vivisho yaduchaya aparayanatma vimokshane chidam dadyavimam budim matavya padyata.
So, Om Ganati Madandasha Gananjana Shlakaya Chakshur Unmeditam Yena Tasmai Shi Gurave Namaha.
So there's several points here. Of course, it says here that the elephant, obviously, is in danger. Now the crocodile is ready to, or fighting with him in order to eat him. So naturally, the crocodile, who is King Indra Dunya from previous life, is taking shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead because he's pious. However, we may feel, oh, he's in a very desperate situation, a helpless situation as described here, dangerous situation as described here. However, all of us are in that same situation. And of course, we're not directly in touch with a crocodile per se, but metaphorically, we're actually being assaulted by the crocodile of the time factor, as Krishna says in the Gita, kalo asmi, and also in the 11th chapter of the Gita, it says, mrityu sarva harascham, I'm all devouring death. So the time factor is basically going after us, and we do not know when we're going to die. Actually, it was brought out very nicely. Prabhupada was having a conversation with the reporter, and Prabhupada said to the reporter, and I'm not going to give the whole context, but Prabhupada said to the reporter, how do you know that you are not older than me? And the reporter was a young girl. Just a very, very young girl. And Prabhupada, of course, was in his 70s. So how do you know you're not older than me? I mean, the young girl was actually befuddled, bewildered, confused by Prabhupada's statement. And the girl didn't know what to say. And Prabhupada said, yes, what does old age mean? Of course, Prabhupada was giving a unique definition of old age. And the reporter said, I don't know. Prabhupada said, old age means closeness to death. How do you know that you are not closer to death than I am? And so the reporter just like, of course all the devotees at that time said, Jai Prabhupada. And the reporter was just like, okay, you got me. So the point is, basically the Prabhupada was making is Padam Yadvit Padam 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 Yadvi Padam Natesham. There is danger at every step in this material world. In other words, at any minute we could die from a car accident, we could die from some disease, a little bug in the body, we could die, we could, you know, fall down the steps and die, we could have a heart attack. I mean, there's all sorts of things. We could have a stroke. All sorts of things that happen, just like I've seen with many of my godbrothers who passed away for various reasons, you know, either cancer, heart disease, or some of them are still on this planet and they have strokes. It's just, it's really a wake-up call to see that. Of course, the young people, they're thinking it won't happen to me. Just like dear Krishna's thinking, it won't happen to me. I'm running the marathon. I'm in good shape. I go to the gym every morning. Not every morning. Yesterday he was at the gym. And of course that is brought out in that famous statement in the Mahabharata. The discussion between Yudhisthira Maharaj and Yamaraj. And of course Yudhisthira Maharaj is actually the son of Yamaraj. Yudhisthira Maharaj is known as Dharmaraj, and Yamaraj is also known as Dharmaraj too. So anyway, so Yamaraj is asking the question, what is the most wonderful thing in this world? And you may say, oh, the most wonderful thing is my cell phone or, you know, some modern convenience that the scientists have come up with. Or you may say the most wonderful thing is a beautiful sunset, or the most wonderful thing is the human body, or whatever. But the answer given by Yudhisthira Maharaj was Ahani Ahani Bhutani Gachantiya Yamalayam. That again and again, Ahani Ahani
Bhutani, the living entities. Gachanda, they're going. Yamalaya, they're going to Yamaraj. And we're thinking what? Not me. That we see everybody going to Yamaraj. And in this particular context, it means leaving the body, not simply that everybody has to go to Yamaraj. I mean, devotees don't have to go to Yamaraj. But we are thinking, it won't happen to me. It's everybody else. I mean, we all are subject, at least I'm subjected to that particular illusion. Every day I get some email, or almost every day I get an email, this devotee has had some heart attack or stent or this thing that happened. Even this morning I got some email about it. And I'm thinking, well, that's just them. Not me. But we got news for you. It can happen in any minute. Therefore, we should be very conscious and strict about Krishna consciousness, not thinking that we have any more time. In other words, don't waste time. That's what Srila Prabhupada said. Remember the famous quote, Prabhupada said, don't waste time. And it just resonates in my mind. That, and of course, time means, another point about time, is that every second that is lost cannot be bought, another thing Prabhupada said, cannot be bought back for millions of dollars. I mean, if you take all the money, when we were young, we talked about all the money that Rockefeller had. Now we talk about all the money that Donald Trump has. So you can take all the money that Donald Trump has and bargain, and you can't buy 1 second back. It's gone. And that second you didn't use for Krishna consciousness, it's a wasted second. It's wasted, completely wasted. So, and this is one of the points here, that death can come at any time. We are being attacked by the crocodile, so we should cry out, like Prabhupada said, chanting Hare Krishna, like a child crying out for his mother. And this is exactly how Gajendra was getting ready to chant his prayers, like a child. Help, help, help. Of course, we understand, as Prabhupada said, this is not the pure devotional platform. And the pure devotional platform, Madhavi Rakobi, Yoicho Tohar, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. You can kill me, you can protect me. Madhavi Rakobi. Madhavi means to kill. Rakobi means protect. You can kill me, you can protect me. That's up to you, Krishna. And so a devotee naturally, a pure devotee is naturally abhaya sattva samshuddhi jnana yoga vyavastatahi. And that's, of course, the descriptions of the divine qualities from the Bhagavad Gita. Abhaya means free of fear. Like you see, Prabhupada, in his final days, was not fearful. He didn't go through, like if you study the different stages, hospice. Just like we've had a hospice seminar here. And the different stages, there's denial. Oh, it's not going to happen to me. Then, after denial, there's anger. Why is it happening to me? Why is God doing this to me? And then, you go through these various stages of bewilderment, etc. And ultimately, you come to acceptance. Of course, that happens for some people right after they die.
Right.
Some people don't accept it. They just go on fighting, thinking that they're going to... just like I was counseling a particular individual who was getting ready to leave her body, and I just said, just let it go. There's something better on the other side. You're Krishna conscious. Krishna will take care of you. And then finally, there was acceptance at the last minute, and she passed away from this mortal world. So, in a great pure devotee like Prabhupada, you didn't see someone go through those stages. It was just like, whatever Krishna wants. And actually, Prabhupada instructed us to pray to Krishna, my dear Lord, if you so desire, please cure Srila Prabhupada. Now, most of the time,
when people pray it, and you know, they're not pure devotees or whatever, they pray, please cure this person. Please do this, please do that. You know, we're making so many demands, but Prabhupada just say, if you so desire. And then at a certain point, Prabhupada said, you know, cure I don't want, you know, so. Because, why? Because Prabhupada was completely in touch with Krishna. Prabhupada had completely realized his spiritual identity and obviously had complete faith in the process of Krishna consciousness and the knowledge of Krishna consciousness. That's what it means. Abhaya Shatva Samshuti Jnana Yoga Vavastiti. Because Jnana Yoga, one is connected with this knowledge. And not just knowledge, a theoretical knowledge that you're not the body, but actually realized knowledge, vijnana, jnana yoga vavastiti. And that comes from faith. As we defined faith the other day, and actually Sanskrit linguistically, faith is defined, of course, shraddha. Shraddha means to give your heart. It doesn't mean simply to believe in something, it means to give your heart. And of course, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he defines faith as Shraddhas Vishwas Sakahe Sudrida Nishya. Shraddhas Sabde Vishwas Sakahe Sudrida Nishya. Faith means that simply if we do what Krishna wants, if we follow, then everything is taken care of. In other words, we're protected. As we know about the surrendering principles listed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first of all, to have accept everything favorable, reject everything unfavorable, and then the next two are to understand the Lord is always protecting you, and the Lord is always maintaining you, and then to have no separate interest other than the service of the Lord, and then to always remain meek and humble. These are the six principles of Sharanagati. Sharanagati means to go and surrender. Sharana means surrender, gati, the path, or to go. You understand? The path of surrender is listed by Lord Chaitanya, which Prabhupada, it's very interesting in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, which is a summary study of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prabhupada actually mentions these very, very explicitly. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, itself, you'll see them, but Prabhupada emphasizes them, I think, more apparently for us in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, which was what we read. Nowadays, I haven't seen many devotees reading the teachings of Lord Chaitanya because they have the Chaitanya Charitamrita, but the teachings of Lord Chaitanya is the study of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Anyway, so these are the six principles of surrender. So Srila Prabhupada being completely surrendered to Krishna, there was no question of fear. I mean, he was always engaged in Krishna service. But for the rest of us, a little healthy fear, like in the case of Gajendra here, helps us in the process of surrender. Therefore, for those who are not pure, Krishna does things to make them surrender. Not make them, but facilitate, sorry. You can't make someone surrender. You can't just like twist someone's arm behind their back like we used to do when we were young to make someone say, uncle. That's not actually surrender. Because someone's not really thinking I surrender, but someone's thinking I'm just going to say it. Just like a little child, when the mother is chastising and saying, I'm going to punish you unless you apologize, the child will say, I'm sorry. But the child's not sorry. The child's just saying sorry. So, but Krishna arranges these circumstances, and of course there's that verse, Yashaham anagrinami harishe tadanam shanai. Tadanam shanai. And this applies very much, actually for all devotees, but especially for those who Krishna is trying to bring to the pure devotional path. This verse states when I take away everything from a devotee so that he becomes circumstantially, as described here, circumstantially helpless. Because naturally, we're thinking by our own intelligence and our own ability, we can do so many things. I mean, we're naturally very proud of all, you know, our intelligence, ability to discriminate. And Krishna just, or attached to, in a gross sense, to our families, to support, to money, to our body, all these different things that we think are described by in Bhagavatam as fallible soldiers. Unam pramata. Satapi. I forget the verse right now, anyway. The Sanskrit. He says that the Bhagavatam states that people taking Atmashaneshu Ashatvapi, Tesham Pramatan Nidanam Pashanapi Napashati. There's the verse. That we have these Atmashaneshu, these fallible soldiers of the self, which is these the body and our money, friends, our car, you know, so many things. Are winning the marathon. So these are our fallible soldiers. And then it's described at the end of that verse, Pashanapi Napashati, that we think we're seeing, but we're not seeing. You understand? There's a similar statement in the Bible to those who have eyes, let them see, those who have ears, let them hear. So, in other words, we think we're seeing, but we're not aware. In other words, we think we're aware of what's happening, but we're not aware of what's happening. We think we're protected. We have our insurance policies, but we're not protected. Pashanapi napashati. We see, but we don't see. So basically, Krishna arranges to pull the rug out from under us. That's it. Typical American expression for those of you who are not from America. It means basically what it sounds like. You're walking, enjoying life, and some trickster, and you know, you're walking on some sort of carpet, rug, you know, Persian carpet, and someone trickster at the other end just pulls it out, and you fall flat on your face. Of course, you probably get angry at the trickster who does that. So Krishna does that. And, you know, he basically, in the same verse, he states that their friends and relatives reject them. And basically, the only shelter they have is Krishna consciousness. And this is what's happening with Gajendra here. All of his friends and relatives, his friends here are the other elephants and the female elephants, they couldn't do anything. I mean, they didn't reject him in the sense of saying, you know, get out of here. But they rejected him in the sense of saying, we can't help you. And then Gajendra only had one recourse, to take shelter of Krishna. So Krishna arranges that for his souls in the material world, aspiring devotees, pious people, as Prabhupada says here. And therefore, when we're dealing with people, we can encourage people in that way. Although it's not pure devotional service. Like Prabhupada, one time a devotee went to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, I just want to stay in the material world and serve. And Prabhupada said, no, you should want to go back to Godhead. Now, of course, we understand that absolutely pure devotional service is mama janmani janmani shvare, bhava tad bhakti ohoitaki chwaye. That's absolutely pure devotional service, which means, you know, I'll stay here in the material world, or as Bhaktivinoda Thakur prays, Kita Janmohoy Yata Tuya Das. I'll take a birth again, as long as I can be your devotee. Brahma Janma Nahiyash. But not as a Brahma Janma. Not as a Lord Brahma who turns his face away from you, a non devotee Lord Brahma. But Kita Janmohoy. I'll take birth as a worm, just to serve you. So that's obviously a pure devotee. But, you know, we may not, and probably are not, pure devotees. So, therefore, we have to have some other impetus to take up Krishna consciousness and remain Krishna conscious. I mean, we could say, you know, we don't need someone to appreciate us. We don't need nice, tasty food. We don't need warm clothes in the winter or any of those things. But it's not true. It's not true. We're not on that platform. So therefore, Chatur Vidal Bhajanti Mam, I mean, for most of us, the four reasons why the soul comes to Krishna apply to us. Don't only apply to, you know, poor Gajendra here. I mean, we're not even on the platform. We're not on the platform of Gajendra. Gajendra was King Indradunya in his last life. Very advanced devotee. Extremely advanced devotee. And, you know, he made a little mistake with a sage, and he had to take birth as an elephant. You know, not even practically not even his fault. So extremely advanced devotee. And he is still not on the platform right now of pure devotional service in this particular point. Later on he goes back to Godhead. We understand that. But at this point, he's not. So let's be honest about our own position. That's one point we can understand. You know, Chatur Vidal Bhajanti Mam. We're coming to Krishna consciousness because we want knowledge, we want wealth. I mean, I didn't come because I wanted wealth. I had plenty before Krishna took it away when I joined. But anyway, or we're in distress, or we're just inquisitive. It's one of the four reasons. And right now, probably, we're being influenced or being engaged because of one of those four reasons. That's the first point. The second point is that when we reach out to others who are not Krishna conscious to bring them to the Krishna conscious movement, that we should engage them according to that. I mean, here's the knowledge, the perfect knowledge. In America, I mean, obviously, in most cases, people are not coming because they want money. In other countries, it's like that. I mean, not all other countries. In India and Bengal, you know, people come because they want not so much, I mean, sometimes it may be money, but they want like a comfortable situation, which is the same thing as money, artha. You know, they want three square meals a day and a nice place to live. And some people come because they ultimately want to migrate to America, or some people come because they ultimately want to get a good job. We've seen this. So that's all right. We're not criticizing. Because people come for various reasons. If they didn't have those various reasons, they'd already be pure devotees. Right? They wouldn't need to join the Hare Krishna movement. If they already were free of material desires and only desiring Krishna consciousness, why preach to them? They should preach to you. So we should understand that and not just like try to blast people out. You know, just have to be a pure devotee, Prabhu. Why are you so attached? Why are you so attached to your wife? You know, we just like try to blast people out of their material attachment. And it doesn't work. But encourage them. Like Krishna says in the Gita that we should encourage people to work in a spirit of devotion. That's really the point. Don't disturb the minds of those who are materially attached, which may apply to us too. You know, just to be honest. Don't disturb the minds of those who are materially attached, but encourage them to work in a spirit of devotion. All right, and this is what's happening with Gajendra.